Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Mondo from The Recast, and y'all are listening to Rock Addict Radio.
All right, metalheads, this is DJ Rem. You're tuned in to Quote the Raven on Rock Addict Radio, and I'm talking to Armando from the band The Recasts. How you doing tonight?
Yes, sir, I'm doing all right. I'm just out here in San Antonio, Texas, enjoying all the craziness out here.
Excellent. So why don't you start and introduce yourself and your spot in the band? And if you don't mind, why don't you introduce the rest of the band members that are not with us tonight?
Absolutely. So my name is Mondo. I'm retired Army. I'm the front man for the Recasts. And on bass, we have Panic. On rhythm guitar, we have my longest running bandmate, I guess, AM Smash. Our drummer is Dr. Dan. And our lead guitar player is Phantom. So those are all the guys in us right there.
Awesome. So first of all, thank you for your service, sir. Much appreciated.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Can't let that go unsaid. So how long has this band been together and around? How long have you guys been doing this?
Well, I started doing this about 7 years ago. So I just got back from my last deployment and I said, I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to go all in and I don't know if I'm going to deploy again or what, but I'm going now. And so pretty much I just decided to jump in at that point and grab some of my guys and we just kicked it off right there. And our practice spot, we call it a dungeon because we started in the middle of summer in San Antonio. And if you know anything about being in San Antonio, it's really hot in the summer. We didn't have any AC in the place that we were practicing at. It was my uncle's old jam space when he was in a Tejano band, you know. That's like a Texas Spanish band. And so it was the middle of summer. No AC. The fan didn't work. You know, busted out when... Yeah, we have a band. Yep, we have bands and hip-hop artists and just people in general, old bandmates, they come by and hang out at the dungeon.
Okay, very cool. So what is up with the band right now? I mean, obviously with the things going on with this stupid coronavirus, I'm sure things are kind of at a lull, but what was planned before all this happened?
We had a bunch of shows lined up. We were getting back to the regular gigging part of our schedule after we just released our last EP, Devastator. And we're just about to get ready to do some spring break shows and do our physical CD release show. And then this corona thing happened and everything's been getting canceled. We had a tour lined up and everything like that. So right now, everything's just been kind of put on hold. But we have actually shot a video for our first single off the album called Full Throttle. That'll be out. And we'll be shooting some more videos. And during this part that we're going to be kind of out of the physical, you know, eye-to-eye portion, we're going to be writing new material and we're going to have some new stuff for you guys because we're a working band and we're always working. So we're definitely going to have some new stuff out of this. So we're not going to stop no matter what.
That's awesome. Might as well take advantage of this downtime too, right?
Absolutely.
So this is your shameless plug time. Where's a good place for people to go to find out more about the band? What social networking and, you know, the websites and stuff do you guys use?
Oh yeah. No, that's a great point there. So we're actually on the Mosh network. So the mosh.net, we're on there. We're also on, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the normal stuff, YouTube. If you don't have the cash and you want to listen to our album, just go to YouTube and look up The Recast Devastator and you can listen to them all for free. We're on pretty much everything that you can think of. Our EPK is out there. And if there's something that you want us to be on and we're not there yet, just let us know. Shoot us a message and we'll make sure that we get on there too. We definitely try to be everywhere people want us to be. And to try to give them all the updates we can because, you know, when it all comes down to it, really, if it ain't for the bands, then bands like us, you know, the Recast just don't exist.
I agree. If it's not for the bands and the DJs and the radio stations and everything, it's all kind of like one big circle of life with music these days.
Absolutely, absolutely. You gotta look out for each other.
Yep, I agree, 100%. Yeah, so, you know, when the new music, when the music videos are ready, make sure you send that to me so I can share it on all my social networking as well for you, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yep. It was actually a really interesting music video shoot, if I can go into that a little bit.
Yeah, please do.
It was very interesting experience. We actually worked with Fernando Limas, who him and James Lyle from FL Recordings, they're the guys who did the album with us, the, you know, executive producers and all that. And he was like, hey, you know, we really like this stuff. Let's shoot a video for it. All right, cool. So we got into the whole nine and, you know, got all the details out. And so cut to the chase, you know, pun intended with Full Throttle. we're actually in the middle of this junkyard, you know, out in Floresville, just like the middle of nowhere in San Antonio area. And, you know, he's like, all right, here's the keys to my badass muscle car Camaro. Let's go take it for a spin. All right. You know, and I'm kind of a bigger dude. I wouldn't say that I'm fat or really tall or anything. I'm just kind of wide, you know, 15 years in the military.
Right on.
Kind of do that to somebody, you know. And so I'm driving this car, and I hope it looks cool in the video, but I felt kind of like Donkey Kong driving one of those Mario carts.
Right on.
Trying to look cool, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But it was a really amazing experience. Really, you know, Fern, he's just a great cat. And his family was there, and the whole nine. And our recast family was there. And, you know, it was just everybody just kind of hanging out together and trying to make the best video that we can. And, you know, we really trust Fern, and we know the video is going to come out looking really awesome. So had to throw a couple of cracks in there, but he's definitely an awesome dude. That was a badass car. You know, we have a bunch of other clips that he's going to do outside of the shots that we shot while we were on site. But, yeah, that video, I think, is going to be really awesome. Fern's a great cat.
Cool, man. Can't wait to see it. So, well, how did you guys get hooked up with those guys? How'd that happen?
My drummer actually... My drummer, Dr. Dan, he's actually a really big fan of Fern's. Fern had this band called Silence the Messenger, and he does these badass videos on YouTube, you know, pretty much putting on a drum clinic every week. So he, you know, does all these great drum videos, and Dan was, you know, all up watching these videos and stuff. And we were looking, usually when we're looking for a studio, we try to do all of our legwork to make sure that we find the right spot for us. We do that with really everything. We try to do our homework to make sure that we're really knowledgeable on what we're about to do. And we came in contact with Fern that way. And I was like, hey, is it cool if we, you know, have a meeting? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. You know, send me some tracks so I can do my homework ahead of time. And we went into the studio there with him just to kind of talk about it. And he was really knowledgeable in our music. He knew what he wanted to do. He understood the stuff that we wanted to maintain while we went through this process. And so it was a really, you know, we meshed really well, and we just wanted to put out the best product possible for the both of us. And I think we really accomplished that with Fern and James.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it. Sure.
No problem.
So let's talk about you for a minute. So what kind of music did you listen to growing up? I guess that really kind of got you into this and made you want to be in a band and, you know, just do this whole thing.
So I grew up somber moment here. I grew up really poor, and my mom, like, I had a little FM player thing from like one of the dollar stores, you know.
Uh-huh.
And if my mom would catch me listening to rock music, which was often, she would turn around and start whooping me. She said rock music was the music of the devil, you know, and I listened to everything from Lenny Kravitz to, you know, whatever was playing on the rock stations here. I didn't have a choice. I didn't have CDs. I didn't have cassettes back then. I didn't have, you know, all that stuff. I just kind of listened to whatever was on the local rock stations. And we had a modern rock station and we had a classic rock station. So, you know, I heard all the Black Sabbath and ZZ Top and all that. And then I heard Pantera when they were coming up and, you know, all that kind of stuff, Metallica. So I listened to a lot of that. But what gave me the mindset of the musician that I am is like Lenny Kravitz, the stuff that he mixes together with, you know, jazz and funk and rock and roll and mixes all that up. And it comes out, you know, Lit, a bunch of bands like you know, from that era. And that really all just kind of blended together. You know, there was a interview where Lenny Kravitz was talking about when he made the song Stand, where he actually got the idea from the Cheech and Chong movie, the first one, where they play Earache My Eye, where I don't know if you remember that movie, but he was wearing a pink tutu and Mickey Mouse ears and stuff.
Uh-huh, but yep.
That jam that he was playing got him the idea to write Stand, you know, years later. So a lot of that stuff, the way that things were composed and all that, because people ask us what genre are we, and everybody has a different answer. You know, we've gotten punk, we've gotten rock and roll, we've gotten metal, we've gotten groove metal, we've got everything under the sun, and it's just hard, fast rock, you know.
Yeah, nice. And yeah, I'm a metalhead through and through, but I don't get stuck in the genre. As far as I'm concerned, if a band I'm listening to, whether it's on the radio or online, whatever, if I like it, I don't really care what genre it is, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. As long as it gives you that feeling of like, hell yeah, this has got me going. Like, to me, that's good music. You know, if you can feel it, if that band can get their intention of what they were writing about, get you to feel that, to me, that's where it's at right there. That's that sweet spot.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And that's actually why I love doing this whole DJ thing, because I get sent so much cool music and I get so many bands hit me up, you know, basically kind of like how we connected on Facebook. And thanks for that, by the way. And thanks for being willing to accommodate my crazy schedule to push the interview out, too. I appreciate that.
No worries. Thank you for doing this. I mean, you know, it's guys like you that you guys sacrifice a lot to and all that stuff that make the whole industry work, you know, and just to kind of cap on what we were talking about, you know, when we play shows and I can see the crowd and I know they're feeling what I'm singing about and what my guys are playing and I can see that they're feeling that, that's really the best thing. When they're nodding or their, you know, horns are up or whatever the case may be, like that's the money right there.
Oh hell yeah! When you make that connection with the fan, I can only imagine how amazing that is.
Oh, it's beautiful. It makes everything worth it.
Yep, very cool, very cool. So back to the band for a second. So how'd you come up with the name of the band? Is there any crazy story behind that? You know, where's that come from?
It's not really a crazy story per se, but during the time that I came back from my deployments, I had noticed that our scene here in San Antonio was really, like, classically heavy, and there was a lot of movement from the 80s, and it was really bent on, like, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, basically, and it had been stuck there for decades.
Right.
And I really wanted to represent a difference of that, where bands are not built on ego, and we're not just, you know, playing a local show so we can get some drugs or, you know, to smash somebody in the parking lot or whatever the case may be. You know, I really wanted us to be about the fans and supporting each other and to put on a great show, be entertainers like we're supposed to be, and put on a great show for the guys who, you know, working 40, 60, 80 hours a week. And they just want to go have a beer, man. You know, they want to go out to a show. If they like you, they'll buy a shirt, whatever. But they've paid your cover charge. They've bought beers from the venue. They're there to be entertained, and they're not there for your ego. They're there for you to provide the service that you're supposed to give them. And I really wanted to reestablish that in our scene, where people were supporting each other, and they had a great atmosphere for the concert goers, because that's what it's all about. You know, it's not about us, really. It's about what service we're providing. How are we entertaining? And we try to do that, you know, every time out. When we come up with merch ideas or whatever, it's for the intention of, are they going to really love this? Are we giving them something quality that they're going to enjoy? Are they going to love taking this out of their closet and putting it on? You know, all that stuff. When they put the record on, are they going to be excited driving up the road? Or are they going to start their day off awesome because they put on Full Throttle? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, nice. And so how do you feel things have turned in the scene? Do you feel like you've been able to make a positive impact? I mean, aside from you and your band, you know, making that conscious effort to do that, do you feel like that what you guys are doing has helped?
I don't know. I honestly wouldn't be able to say if it was us or if, what it was really, or maybe it was already turning that way and it hit me in the head just like that. But I really think that it has changed and it has turned. And a big complaint about the San Antonio scene was that they were stuck, and you don't hear that anymore. You know, there's so many great bands that are coming out of San Antonio, solo artists, rock bands, you know, hip hop artists. There's so much talent that has been blossoming. We used to always take pictures of the bands and go live for them. And so they had, you know, everybody had something to take home. And maybe they didn't get anybody through the door that day, but they got a bunch of photos of themselves performing. They got a live video that they can share of themselves, you know, whatever. And other bands are doing that now. And I don't know if it was us or if they just liked the idea of it or whatever the case may be, but you really see that, you know, you really see that support, and people are trying to put on really good shows and trying to help other bands coming through Texas. And it's been great. The past couple of years, really, especially the past year, have been really, really awesome. And, you know, just me as an individual, you know, I'm a dad and all that stuff. And I'm proud of the scene. I really am. I can honestly say that the scene with the venue owners and the booking agents and the promoters, yeah, there's a couple shitheads here and there.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I think that the scene has really turned around, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Hell yeah, man. That's great to hear. I mean, and like you said, I guess regardless of what made it change, it's just glad to hear that it's changed and, you know, things are on a positive note. That's always a good thing these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, but go ahead.
When we go to the Valley, you know, in South Texas, or we go to Houston or Dallas, and we get a lot of love. You know, we really have supported a lot of bands all over the place whenever we can. And when we go to their cities and stuff, they show us a lot of love and a lot of support. And so, you know, for all the cities that we play in and everywhere we go, you know, thank you guys. If you're hearing this, thank you.
Awesome. And, you know, if you're friends with any of those other bands out there, you know, feel free to send them my way. I'm happy to give airplay, happy to do interviews with them, you know. So I can, you know, like I said, any bands that you're, you know, you keep in contact with, feel free to send them this way. We'll be happy to talk to them.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for that.
The other thing that I do, you know, so we have Rock Addict Radio, and I have my show, Quote the Raven. I don't know if you saw what I called it tonight, though. I couldn't resist, you know, the whole coronavirus quarantine thing. So I was like, I got to do it.
Yeah.
But got to make light of the situation to get through it, you know. But I also do what is just strictly just a podcast separate from this. It's called the Metal Moose podcast, and I'll send you a link to that as well. And I'll make sure the next episode I'm actually going to be recording, I just just put up the last one a couple days ago. And this coming weekend, I'll be recording another episode of that. And I'll get you guys on that as well, and I'll send you a link after I get it posted.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, we'd love to. We try to, for all the stuff that we get put on and stuff, we try to make sure that that stuff gets sent everywhere and all of our people get their hands on it and start sharing it and all that stuff. Because, again, for you guys' hard work and stuff like that, we really want to make sure that everybody gets to see your work and everybody gets to appreciate it.
And that's awesome, because that's how I feel about working with bands like you. Is that's why I like to play them on the show, and get the promotion out there to do the same. So, like we said at the beginning, it's a big circle,
Yes, sir.
Definitely. Okay, it's that shameless plug time again. Where can people go? Maybe if they're just tuning in now, or jump in the middle of this recording halfway or something, where can they go to find out more about the band?
Oh, you guys can find us everywhere. Just look up The Recasts on Google. But you can, if you're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, Amazon Music, Pandora, Spotify, YouTube. I said this earlier, but if you don't have the cash to get the album and you want to just hear it, go to YouTube. Go to YouTube.com. And just look up The Recasts-Devastator, and all four of the tracks are up there for you to listen to. We'd love your input to see what you think. But you can find us everywhere. If we're not somewhere that you visit, let us know, and we'll make sure we get on there. We're also on the Mosh Network, the Mosh.net. We're on a bunch of different places. We try to make sure we're everywhere for everybody to be able to catch us in their preferred spots.
Excellent. What about, you mentioned merchandise. Is there a specific place they can go to check that out and buy it online?
Yeah. So I think we're on the Big Cartel, but I'll make sure that I put it on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So everybody can be able to get merch from us that way. You can also just shoot us a message if there's something that you want us to get, or if there's something that you're interested in us doing, or if you have a merch idea for us. Again, this is for you guys. So if there's something that you think that we could be doing better, or something you want to see, let us know. We have merch, new merch coming in all the time. We're actually sponsored by Undaunted Apparel. That's out of Las Vegas, and they do a bunch of our merch. They're going to be doing some new Devastator-related shirts and stuff like that. We also have the Lady Recast that are going to be doing an anti-bullying nonprofit campaign. So there's going to be some shirts coming out for that. We're also sponsored by Cold Cock Whiskey, and Cold Cock Whiskey is going to be doing all the merchandise for our upcoming installment of Cold Cock Fest, which would be in October 16th and 17th here in San Antonio at Fitzgerald's. And we're going to have between 22 and 30 bands over a two-day period.
Nice.
So big shout out to them. And we also just got sponsored by XL Drumsticks for Dr. Dan. And we're also the official music for Fantasy Sports Alliance, which is a unique fantasy sports site. Even though everything's going on with the coronavirus, the football season will be happening. I promise you that.
Right.
And if you play fantasy sports, Fantasy Sports Alliance is the place to go. It's also veteran-owned and operated. So all that stuff, bunch of great folks, great people. We also work with Warfighter Made that helps veterans with, missing limbs and stuff like that. So bunch of really awesome folks.
Yeah, sounds like it. And I'm all about supporting all that. So if you when you post that link to the merch and stuff, if you want to send me like all those links like through Messenger or something, when I put this interview up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, I'll put that in the notes. I'll put those links in the notes. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Awesome.
Like I said, there's a bunch of great companies that we work with. We're always looking to add to our stable of great people, but we choose the person, and then we groom everything else. Like our producer, Zion, he was an active duty buddy of mine, and he loved the way that we do things, and months later, he's our producer now. So
that's awesome. I love the I love the way that you guys are supporting other veterans and such with this. Myself, never been, never served, but my grandfather, World War II, Battle of the Bulge. My dad and my uncle both drafted to Vietnam. A couple cousins were in the Army. My nephew was in the Army. So even though I didn't serve, I have true respect for that. I actually, you'll appreciate this story. Not to go off on a total sidetrack, but I like to tell this story when I'm talking to someone that I know will appreciate it. So here in town, we have these kind of like a thrift store, but more high end, you know, kind of thing, kind of repurposed stuff. And a couple summers ago, I go to this one. Oh, lost you. Can you hear me? You still there?
Sir?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Just lost you for a minute. So I go to this store. This repurposed store, and I'm looking around, and they're having like a big sale. People have their stuff outside, and on one of the tables is a soldier's World War II flag in the box with the glass and everything. I don't know what they call that. Sorry. And I go up to the lady. I'm like, "What's going on with the flag?" She's like, "Well, it was our uncle's, and nobody wants it." I'm like, "Are you freaking kidding me? You're selling..." Anyways, long story short, $30. I bought this damn flag. I looked up the guy so I could see who he was, and I have it displayed actually here in my studio. So,
wow.
I couldn't let it just sit there. It made no sense to me, you know? So.
No, I hear you. Yeah. No, that's awesome. That is an amazing story. Absolutely.
So. And not, I'm just telling you because I knew you would appreciate that. You know, I'll pretty much all my, it's kind of funny how you gravitate to certain types of people. Pretty much all of my friends, you know, in this world are pretty much all veterans. So it's just funny how, you know, life, my best friend, he actually, he was Army and he was assistant chaplain out at Arlington Cemetery for 2 years. So.
Oh, wow.
So he got the the privilege. I don't know if it's quite a privilege, but I mean, I know it is, you know, of greeting the soldiers when they come back. So.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, from somebody that's come back, that stuff right there makes a huge difference, because you've just come back from, you know, from, you've gone to hell and back.
Right.
And to come back and get greeted like that it's amazing.
Awesome. Okay, so back to you for a minute. I'm always curious when I talk to band members what type of music they're listening to. So if I was to look at your playlist right now, what bands, you know, what top three bands would I find you listening to right now?
Well, just to throw one last detail on the thing that we were just talking about, I do want to point out that kind of reminded me of a buddy, Stasia and Ishmael. They own this company called AMG Custom Sublimations, and they're not military or anything like that, but they specialize in military type gear, and they did a special thing for us that I want to make sure I throw out an appreciation. They made some shirts and for our crew and our family and stuff like that. They're special recast shirts, and I just want to throw that out there. They're appreciation for supporting the scene and veterans is really awesome.
Yeah, hell yeah. Horns high to them for sure. Props.
Yeah. So to get to your question, my number one band right now, I guess it would be The Damn Things. Okay. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
I don't think I have, to be honest.
All right. Yeah, it's a super group made of members from Anthrax and the singer from Every Time I Die and members of Fall Out Boy. I think it's really awesome. And number two would, of course, be my all-time favorite, Lenny Kravitz. And number three, to put somebody in that third spot, that's kind of tough. there's a lot. I listen to so much. You know, some days I listen to jazz, some days I listen to rock and roll, some days I listen to whatever. But I got to give it to my boys in Lit. I've been listening to them a long time. I've talked to them a few times, and they're just good people. And I am never sad when I listen to their stuff, just because it's been a long journey. So
right,
I would probably put it there, even though the last album they put out was country. So
I'm okay with country. I listen to everything. So not
yeah.
Actually, there's a new, I don't know if you've heard this song. I'll look it up real quick because it's something that I've been listening to. I had never heard of this guy before, and it's kind of a country mix. Oh, hold on, I'll tell you. I got him in here. I have this playlist on Spotify, and I just keep adding. You know, I hear a song, I'm like, oh, I throw that in there. The guy's name is Corey Marks. Have you heard of him?
No, I haven't, but I'll definitely check him out.
So he has this new song, called Outlaws and Outsiders. I think you really like it. So it's Corey Marks. Travis Tritt jumps in. Awesome. And I can't remember the name of the singer's name, but the lead singer from Five Finger Death Punch also sings on it.
Oh yeah, Ivan, right?
Yeah, it's a super cool song though. It's there's this one line with Travis Tritt where basically what he says is, I don't walk a straight line because I don't have time to waste or something. It's really funny.
Right on. Yeah. No, that sounds very interesting. Yeah, I love stuff like that. Like the Ozzy album that came out had that track with Post Malone on there. And, you know, I can appreciate, you know, cross-genre stuff. Like, usually when we have shows, which, you know, we have a lot of punk influence growing up. I try to make sure that we have one punk band or one punk type band in there. Even though it's a cross-genre thing, I just want to make sure that I'm keeping those roots there, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. So are you a fan of the Stooges then?
Yes. Iggy Pop, didn't he just release a solo album?
Yeah, he may have. I think he has a few. It's funny because, you know, I've been into music ever since I was like, I don't know, like 7 or whatever. And
yeah.
I had never heard of the Stooges up until about 2 months ago. And I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, and there's this new podcast out called No Dogs in Space. And it's brand new. I think they're on to their second band now, but basically they pick a band. The host is really into punk music, so he picked a band and then kind of talked about all the bands that influenced and kind of led to like the Stooges coming to be. And so I was like, holy crap. So if you have Spotify, if you do a search for No Dogs in Space, there's also, he did a playlist of all those different bands and stuff. A lot of them I heard of, a lot of them I hadn't. But it was just cool because I'm always looking to hear new things. And it really got me listening to like late 60s, early 70s music, which I probably would have never done had I not listened to that podcast and found out about the Stooges. So now I am a huge Stooges fan.
Right on. No, that's really cool. Yeah, I have to check that out. But yeah, like, you know, punk bands like Electric Frankenstein, which I talked to a couple months ago about doing a show down the line, which, you know, was really something special to me because I love Electric Frankenstein. And I never thought that that conversation would happen. But, you know, I think because we keep the punk into what we do, that conversation was able to happen, which was really awesome. And, you know, the Casualties and bands like that, just, you know, that stuff would just get you going, man.
Yeah, and then I learned, I had never heard of MC5. I was like, what the heck? How am I missing out on this stuff? So
Right? Yeah.
So, but that's the beauty of this. I mean, and that's the beauty and kind of what I'd mentioned about not caring about genres and not getting sucked into that. I mean, that's why there's so much music. That's why there's so many different bands. I mean, and obviously, as you know, in today's age, you know, where a band doesn't even have to be together. I mean, they can be in 4 different parts of the world and still put together an album and release music. So
Oh, yeah.
you know, it's definitely opened up everything. Just, you know, where you get to see, you get to hear a lot more talent, and, you know, and I used to always, before I really got, I've been doing this DJ thing for like 10 years now. And, before I did this, I always was like, I always wondered, you know, well, how did that band, you know, how did nobody at a record label ever hear that band? It, now that I've been doing this for 10 years, I get so much music sent to me, I completely understand how bands never got heard, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, some of our buddies, that they're amazing musicians that people may have never heard of. Shameless plugs here.
Yeah.
Our boys in Seattle, Detonator, amazing band. Some San Antonio bands like The Heroin, Memory of a Melody. We just did a Dungeon Sessions. It's a podcast that we're a webcast that we're starting up on YouTube. But we did. We had Dioxys come up on the show. We also support, you know, Ghost in a Jar, Straight Through Eternity. I mean, there's a ton of really talented bands here in San Antonio. Broken Soul, and from Austin, you know, 86 The Sun. Disco Wolves, Thunder Rosa, just there's so much talent around, and we've gotten to meet so many great people, and just to get to hang out and have a beer together.
Right on.
And, you know, share some road stories and stuff like that. It makes the whole thing really worth it and really awesome.
So if you're willing, here's how you can help me. If you can send me a list of like all those bands you just rattled off and any other ones that you didn't, you know, I'll put together for the Metal Moose podcast, I'll put together a show where I do San Antonio bands. I'll just focus on the area. I mean, I can do whatever I want with it. So yeah. I think that'd be pretty cool to do that.
Yeah, I think that'd be really awesome. I think San Antonio has a lot to offer that, you know, maybe people don't get to really hear. But we've been trying to get people to work with really good producers and to be able to put their music out there. You know, the days of like, where even though we're doing a physical CD release, it's like special binding and stuff like that, special designing for that physical release. But you know, it's important to get your music out there, you know, put it on, get a distributor like CD Baby or DistroKid or whatever you want.
Yep. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. You know, Who's like one of your favorite bands that you've had the opportunity to play with?
Oh, that's such a tough question. If I could pick one, that's really tough. If I were to pick one, I'd have to say my buddies in Thunder Rosa. It's a really awesome like punk rock and roll mix, and those guys are just, they're all over the place. Really awesome.
Very cool. And I did want to mention, I do and have heard of Memory of a Melody, and I'd have to find it, but I interviewed them a long time ago. So.
Oh, yeah, they're just coming back. So.
Yeah, is it Mario? Is that it?
Yep, Mario.
Yeah.
He's still the front man, and I think they have a single that's going to be coming out here soon. But yeah, there's a bunch of great bands down here.
Yeah, awesome.
I've heard of, yeah.
Okay, the most important question of the entire interview, and I say this with a lot of sarcasm. when you guys do a live show, who spends the most time in front of a mirror before you go on stage?
I'll have to raise my hand on that one.
Oh, come on.
No, it's really just because, you know, we try to really put on a really good show.
And, right on.
You know, I have contacts in that I put in, you know, I do the whole hair thing and all that stuff, but it's really all for effect to try to make the show, as aesthetically pleasing for the showgoers as possible.
Hell yeah. You got to look good on stage. Come on now. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got the easiest job in the world, man. I'm the front man. So at least I can do is try to look decent.
Right on. Okay. Is there anything else about the band, anything else that you guys have coming up that we didn't talk about you want to make sure people know, or stuff we talked about you want to reiterate?
Sure. Of course, again, Cold Cock Fest 4 will be coming out in October. We're going to be doing, once this Corona thing dies down, we're going to be back on the road full time, making sure that we try to hit every place possible. If there's a show that you guys want us to get on or a city you want us to get on, let us know and we'll do our best to get there.
Battle Creek, Michigan.
Yeah. We'll make it happen. Make it happen.
There's a great venue. I plug them all the time because it's like my favorite venue to go to, called the Music Factory. And
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yep. They have national touring acts coming through. They actually have coming, and I saw, well, though it may be canceled because I don't remember the date because of this whole coronavirus stuff, but they had Insane Clown Posse coming and sold them out. Anyways, they have all sorts of bands come through. Head PE hits there frequently. And the other cool thing, and you might want to keep an eye out too, and it's too late now for this year, but for next summer in Battle Creek, we also have, this is year four this year, Michigan Metal Fest as well.
Yeah, the Michigan Metal Fest?
Michigan Metal Fest, yeah. Last year, headliner was Hatebreed, so that's pretty cool. This year, we don't know for sure who is going to be the headliner. They always announce that last, of course. So, but I'll send you a link so you can see the quality of bands on there. But definitely something to think about for next year.
Oh yeah, definitely. And we got some family up there in Michigan anyway, so we'd love to go up there.
Well, if you come here, I will come visit you, and I will buy you a beer. How's that?
That sounds good. That sounds like a plan. We'll have to make it happen.
Or a pitcher.
Or some whiskey, whatever.
Yeah, I'm actually more of a whiskey guy lately. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned, I was going to say something. You mentioned that one organization from Las Vegas. I actually was just in Las Vegas last week for 5 days, and I found a new favorite, but I found a new whiskey called Devil's River that I'd never had before. So a fifth of that had to come back with me, of course. So yeah.
Well, if you've never had Cold Cock whiskey before, you got to make sure you have some. It's an herbal whiskey, goes down smooth. By the time you know it, the bottle's gone and you're messed up.
Okay, well, I guess we'll have to get a bottle of that. You know, I was thinking I need to stock up a little bit more on the whiskey just for this whole coronavirus thing. So that's the next bottle I'll buy.
There you go.
You got to support your sponsor. I mean, that's how this works.
There you go. And I mean, totally biased opinion, of course, but really, my honest opinion, it's delicious. And yep. I would drink that any day of the week.
Gotcha. Yeah, Wild Turkey is one of my go-tos, so I like that one too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Cool. That's right. All right. Anything else that you want people to know?
I just want to throw out there that we're a really hardworking band. You know, we try to give you guys all the energy and all the work and everything that we can to give you guys a great experience when you either see us or hear us or anything. You come in contact with us. If you need us for anything, message our band page. You know, our song Banshee is about a fan who took her own life, and we always want to make sure that people know that we're there for them. You know, if you think nobody in the world wants to hear what's wrong, I guarantee you that the Recast do, and just look us up on Facebook or Twitter or anywhere. Email us, for God's sakes, and hit us up. You know, let us talk to us. We're here. We'll help you, or we'll talk to you, or whatever. We'll be there for you. And we're a very people first type band. So even though we're always working hard on music and videos and whatever the case may be for you guys, but we're people first, just like you guys, and we have families and everything like that. And everybody that comes with us on our journey, we really appreciate that. So we'll be working hard for you from here to the future, to the day that I'm gone. I promise you, I'm not going to stop doing this.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to continue to hear the new music and see the videos and everything. And like I said, hit me with those bands and links, and make sure you send the video when it's done. You know, we'll do everything we can. We'll promote it on our Facebook page. We'll promote it on our website and all that stuff. So it has been great talking to you tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time. Man, we've gone, this has been like 45 minutes. I love it. I think I'm pretty sure I could talk to you for another 2 hours. So I definitely appreciate the time. Please tell everybody in the band I said hello, and you know, good luck in the future to everybody. And yeah, big thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you guys, and anybody hearing this, thank you. We really appreciate it. Thank you for sticking on here with us, and we appreciate you. And thank you so much, DJ Rem. You're awesome. Really appreciate it.
Hell yeah, man. And give me probably a couple days, because I am going to edit out the Lost Connection pieces before I put it up on Spotify. So I'll get that edited, though, and then we'll get it up, and I'll send you links.
Perfect. All right, okay. Thank you. I appreciate y'all's time.
Yep, take care, man. Yep, peace.